You know what we're talking about. You've just really expanded. You went deeper. You became more intimate with yourself. You became you experienced more humility, that is being present, than you used to. You notice that?
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
This is your healing that you're learning to shift. Okay? This is phenomenal. It's a huge piece of growth. So we want to commend you on this. This is a lot of work for you because this MO served you so well at the beginning. It was hard to give up. And the ego doesn't generally tend to give up a really cool, juicy pattern without a fight. All right? It's your compensation for feeling weak. Okay? So what you want to do is to sit with the shame, the weakness, the sorrows, all those old hurts, and just sit with them and let them be healed. Okay, that's the first thing that we would suggest. And then the second thing would be to listen to the week we did on your new story and do the healing there and change your pattern and change your story, change the storyline. When you change your storyline, there's nothing the ego can do. When you change your strategy, when you change your MO from a conscious, empowered, spiritual light being's perspective, ego can't sabotage you anymore. It cannot. But what has always happened, which you will have to change your pattern in, is that things will start to go good and you go unconscious. The ego comes back in. That's where you've let your guard down. You understand?
Okay.
It'll sneak back in the back door when you're not looking. Things are going well. Oh, yeah, I'm feeling really good. And then you start getting into your, yeah, I'm feeling really good. And or you're promoting this image of yourself to try and get the momentum going. You want a momentum going. And so you try to ooch and push the momentum. But the way you have pushed your momentum and tried to move into momentum, which is what you need for success, what what you need, is by working with your ego in that pattern. So recognize that what you're going to practice now is a tremendous amount of love and patience for yourself, being very present moment by moment and learning to feel. And learning to process your feelings and perceive them without that filter anymore. Without that filter that says, okay, I'm being attacked, or this is dangerous, and I'm motivating yourself by fear and by guilt, or panic, or the fight, flight, or freeze, or whatever your MO, to be totally aware of it and keep staying in your light being self. And it's not an easy task.
No, it's been a little difficult
with all the
crises going on at one time.
Because you take your financial situation and your external circumstances as being your feedback to tell you how well you're doing. In other words, you're giving your power away to your reality. Mm-hmm. And you have to go inside yourself, not building yourself up, not doing the story like the gal in Miami, building a story up how smart she is, how good she is, how many great things she's done. Okay, I'm going to build myself up now. I'm going to feel better about myself. I'm just reminding me of all my great attributes and everything, all the good things I've done and all the caring, good, smart things. No, you don't build yourself up that way. You just step into the divine you. By choice. Just say, okay, I am a divine light being and I choose to respect and honor that, and that's the one I choose to be. And I'm going to look at my life from that perspective right now. And not to see it as a contest, not to see it as anything to take personally whatsoever. It's in a sense, you become detached from the world, but you're totally intimate with you, yourself. Because when the ego filter came through, you would abandon yourself and you would hide the weak part you thought you had. That weak part actually is the part of you that when you sit with it, when you sit with your weakness, just try sitting with your weakness. Okay, what's weak? I'm going to sit with a weakness. you're going to see that your weakness is not really weak.
I guess I've judged that part of myself.
Yeah, you judged it so much
that
it made you just easy pickings for the ego. Because basically the ego thing is, I can save you there, it says with a malicious grin upon its face. Mm-hmm. Okay? I can take you to places where people will love you, respect you, and admire you. And they will never see your weakness. We'll hide it really well. We'll put the facade so charming nobody will ever notice. And you fell for it. So what you do, but when you sit with your weakness, you'll find it's not really weakness anymore. You'll realize that weakness is perceptive, receptive, and aware. And there you were judging it all the time. Because it wasn't a bully, because it wasn't strong, because it wasn't being admired by somebody. You thought, whoa, I thought this was weak. No, it's not. But you felt vulnerable there. But the vulnerability always comes when you're perceptive. It always comes when you're receptive. It always comes when you're present with yourself and intimate with yourself. You're always vulnerable. He said, no, I don't want to go there. That's scary. That's a weak place. Well, yeah, when you were 8, it was. Even when you're 14 or 15, it was. You couldn't afford to go there. But dear one, you've made such incredible changes. It's time for you to go and pick that piece up, love it, and let it transmute itself. Lovingly change itself. Because that's a piece of you that has been hurting because you've been judging it and diminishing it. And there's a hurt there. There's a pain that you've carried inside yourself where you've been disappointed with yourself, where you've been upset with yourself for your own supposed weaknesses or inadequacies. And the guilt over that has been a motivation to keep you going stronger and stronger to try and cover it up and try to go faster and achieve faster and make more money sooner and catch up. And then you get stuck with the slave driver. It's like between a rock and a hard place. Okay, here's the ego who will put together the facade and to hell with reality. And over here is a slave driver cracking the whip, giving you motivations through fear and guilt, and telling you what the loser you are if you don't hurry up and succeed really, really fast now. You're so far behind now, you got to get that money together really fast. Now, what does that do with your financial situation? When you're put into this kind of place and you're not in the now, your financial situation then has a lot of charge on it. That's where you give your power away to the feedback in the world, and you've given a lot of power over time to money. And so at this point, we would say, on a regular basis, daily basis, take your power back. Take your power back from money. Just keep saying, power, return to me. Power, return to me. I gave all this power away to money, and now I'm freaking out, and I don't have any of it. It's all left me. Well, that's what the ego does to punish you. The ego says, I'm going to be your friend, and then it turns around and punishes you through sabotage. So you've identified it. Congratulations. You see what it does in your life. Congratulations. Now you have to stay present every moment and catch it when he's sneaking in the back door and say no. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And when you can do that, when you can stay present, you can be aware. When you no longer feel weak, you're perceptive. You can sense it. You can sense where other people are coming from, what they're thinking, what they're feeling, like we were talking about in the previous question. You have so many more skills, your social skills, your relationship skills, all will just come so forward, so fast. And actually, it's the relationship skills, it's the social skills that actually are what attracts money. Because you have, in a social skill, if you are able to feel valuable, as you are a valuable being. At the very worst, if you don't think you're valuable because you don't have any money on you, then we would suggest, think it this way. You're valuable because you're a powerful reality creator. And boy, have you given yourself some heavy-duty feedback about the power of money by taking money away from yourself over and over with the ego. And you've got the pattern now, and we can see you have when we look at your energy field. You've got it. You just have to stay in awareness of it because it's been hit or miss for a while. And when it's the miss, then oops, there comes the next sabotage. And you can tell when sabotages are coming, actually. The ego does give you warning if you're aware. If you're present, the ego gives you warning. And what happens is that somebody stops doing what they say they're going to do. So somehow somebody ceases to be as trustworthy. Their word is not good. They start to get slippery. Hint number one. That's when you know your ego's doing it to you. But you want to be present. You want to feel and perceive. And get rid of that judgment in there. We did an evening last week. We did our evening on healing judgment and shame and guilt. And you're carrying it in there, and you're just not really sitting with it. And if you do sit with it, it can go.
Sitting with the guilt? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. If you sit and feel the guilt, just feel the guilt. And just be present with the guilt. Not try to run from it or adapt to it or compensate for it or numb it out or anything. Just sit with it. It'll go through in a few minutes. You don't have to live with that. You see what we're saying?
Yes.
You just have to really stay intimate with yourself. And every time you're intimate with yourself and you do something like that, you're real. And when you're real, then real opportunities come to you. And people will be more trustworthy because you're real. You understand?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
You see, energetically, you have the capacity to make tremendous amount of money. But you had such a spin on it that, spiritually speaking, you couldn't give it to yourself. Because then you'd think that you'd manipulated, your ego would think, hey, I manipulated the planet. I'm really number one. Ha ha. Hey, I did it. It worked. I was able to fool everybody all the time, says the ego. But now you know better. You've identified your enemy, and he is the part of you that doesn't want to be present with you. So we'd suggest if you could listen to the previous 2 weeks, you could break through this one.
Okay.
And thank you for that question.
Thank you very much, Calexis.
You're welcome, dear one. And you know we're always there. Just call on us, too. And you've called on us. And when your ego is there, this is a little static. It's a little hard for us to come in. We do our best, but the ego just puts out all static. No help. No. Huh? He's got to do this on his own, says the ego. No, when you get the ego out of there, help comes from everywhere. Magic and stuff shows up. It's wondrous. But you can't play around with that whole idea that you're weak anymore. You got to let that one go. All right, dear one.
Hi, Alexis.
Yes.
When you said bipolar, you really, I felt like a sharp sting went through me. I was diagnosed with bipolar when I was a kid. so that one kind of startled me. But part of what is happening is I feel like I'm in my head, and I intellectualize instead of allowing myself to really go to the trauma so I can deal with it. Is there anything that you can suggest for me that I can work through?
All right. Well, this is not so much about working through. And that's the good news. All right? Because, by golly, you've done a whole bunch of tough personal growth stuff in your life. And some of it sucks, frankly. Going through all the old traumas and reliving them and trying to work them out and try to figure them all out and analyze them and see if you can kind of... Basically, all that analysis was to protect you and create a defense system for yourself so that whenever it showed up again, you could skedaddle out of the emotion as fast as possible.
Yep.
I already got my intellect all ready to go. Okay, I'm in defense mode. Now, if anything happens, by golly, I've got the best tools on the planet to analyze and rationalize whatever's happening. And some of the most smartest people on the planet, that's a mark of people who are really smart. Now, all of you, any of you who really know that you're smart, now, some of you are terribly smart and don't acknowledge it, and that's part of your little facade, okay? But if you'll acknowledge it, you're very, very smart, and you've got, and the smartest people on the planet have the greatest ability to set reality up with, you know, and cover every hole and every dot every I and cross every T and get yourself stuck in all sorts of little mental patterns. The smartest people can be the most stuck just because they can think through every little, you know, nuance, and they got themselves like trapped from six different angles. You know, normal people, just regular old people on the street, you know, they may have one or two angles, right? Maybe three at most. Oh, but the smart one, okay, I've got it covered from every single direction. There we go. So you want to use that intelligence, that brilliance, to remind yourself to stay present and feel. And know that at the beginning, because it's not analytical, you're going to feel kind of stupid. You know, it's like, wait a minute, I'm just sitting here like a bump on a log. How is this going to serve me? Right? So recognize that what you're really wanting to do is to get into being, stay present, and acknowledge the spiritual self that you are. And as soon as you do that, all this other debris can start falling off. As soon as you feel, you get the messages, you realize the illusion. You see, a lot of people say, but emotions, they're more real. They're so real. Well, yes, they are real. But it's all a relative thing. They're illusion. You can kind of pretend that the body is illusion if you get into, you know, Eastern spirituality, you know, it's all illusion. And yes, the body is illusion. And if I have pain, I should be able to rise above the illusion. Only if you're really totally, completely with it and recognize that this illusion, the body, the mind, the emotions, it's all one. It's all one. It's just all one play that you're experiencing. And you put your attention here by choice. It's a beautiful panoply. It's a beautiful expression, glorious, creative, intricate expression of yourself.
Thank you.
And when you can realize that, then it doesn't matter whether you're smart or feel stupid or whatever. You're just enjoying being present and can be present. And then you're empowered, you're free, you're loving, and you can trust. And you can make good choices.
Thank you.
All right. Okay.
I think that's it.
No, we have time for one more.
Ah, that's what you said the last time.
Mm.
Hi, Galaxis.
Hello.
So I've caught myself with having enough money, and then seeing myself starting to spin this dream that I don't. It's like this old pattern that I pick up. And I just did that recently and caught myself. But it felt so strange in that, it felt good.
The catching
strange.
Of yourself or the old pattern?
The catching of myself.
Ah, mm-hmm.
That was different. And it was almost like this old pattern, it was like a fog, or it was like this current that came through that mm-hmm. I hopped on, but then I caught myself.
Good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. Have any of you caught yourself in an old pattern?
Yes.
Give yourself a hand. Yay! Hey, hey, hey. Okay.
So the what I want to talk about is what to do when I do catch myself. Because what I did do was I went, whoa, wait a minute. I can see now how I keep creating this over
right.
and over. And the truth is I do have enough money right now, but I'm starting to dream this dream that I don't.
Okay.
So all I did at that moment was just stop that pattern and just affirm that I do. But I'm wondering
right.
if there's anything else to add to that.
All right. Well, essentially what you do is by your awareness, you have to realize who is aware
oh.
of the pattern. Okay. And huh. go to that self and look at that self and say, here's this self that's aware of the pattern. How bright, how glorious, how beautiful is that self who's aware of the pattern? It's a smarter self. It's an aware self, more aware than the one in the pattern. You understand?
Yes.
Right? But when you say, okay, I'm going to affirm I do have enough and so on, but you're still scratching your head saying, now what? Huh? Hmm. I'm not really sure I know what to do.
Exactly.
Well, what self is that? That's not you honoring your divine. That's not you feeling the powerful reality creator that you are. So our suggestion would be is that as soon as you catch it, you know that you're above it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that the self that you are is powerful enough and expanded enough that you can catch it. Your awareness is bigger than the problem.
Mm.
And that means that the problem can end because when your awareness is bigger, you have choice, right?
Yes.
And so as soon as you wear that bang, you break the momentum. Fantastic. You may have to do this who knows how many times. But the second after you break the momentum, you ask yourself, wow, who am I that saw that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a powerful light being.
Mm.
I'm a divine person. I'm a physical being, but I'm divine as well. And I am one. And I am on a spiritual journey.
Mm.
And yay for me. Congratulate me. I got it. Got it.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep myself expanded to this greater self. See, the reason that, the trigger for that old pattern is when your self-image, for some reason or another, shrinks.
Yeah, or doesn't match what's being created now.
That's correct. You
yeah.
got smaller and the creation is bigger. You've got to be bigger than the creation
uh-huh.
at all times.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, if you shrink down, the creation gets out of control.
Hmm.
And then it'll spin out of control. It'll spin down.
Wow.
Okay. Because it has to spin down to be consistent with your self-image, the one who's the story.
Mm-hmm.
And you caught your storyline, and the storyline is of you that's much smaller than who you really are now.
Yes.
And acknowledge, hey, I made a big growth leap here. I'm much bigger than this now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an old story. I don't need that old story anymore. So we'd recommend you listen to our evening where we did the new story.
Okay.
And you'll break that pattern and get really clean about what you're replacing it with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
But the most important thing is to remember who you are.
Mm.
And the bigger you can remember yourself to be on a spiritual, dimensional level, okay, the less likely that old motivation, or that old momentum, rather, an old story will come back.
Okay.
Okay? That's what we suggest.
Thank you. Now, I have two little patterns I'd like to look at here, if I may, for another minute here.
Two little what?
Patterns that keep happening in my life.
Mm-hmm.
That one is I can be in an audience, and I will invariably have someone come sit behind me and put their feet on my chair.
And that bothers you, doesn't it? It moves you.
It moves my chair, I turn around. I'll touch them. I'll put my hand on their foot that's shaking my chair and say, "Please don't, put your foot down. That shake." And I'm real, but it happens a lot.
You do a good response physically.
Yeah.
But your emotional response is not there yet. Okay, the emotional response is that you, in a sense, you're annoyed, you're angry, you don't know how to express your anger, you don't let it go, you take it personally or something.
Right, I judge them.
And you judge them as being rude.
They may not be more sensitive and more aware.
That's right. And so you get in that loop. Now, if they do that and they jolt your chair, and you think, oh yeah, this person's just relaxing and they're putting their feet on the chair and so on, and you don't put anything personal attached to it without any major reaction on your part, you'll just say to yourself, oh, I guess I have to tell them again. And you'll just laugh. You'll laugh. Oh, there it is again. It's showing up again. There's that. It's just amazing how a creative person who will put their feet right on my chair and rattle it around. And so you're laughing about it. And so you turn around and you touch them and ask them not to. And then they don't.
Right.
But there's no charge on it. There's no issue. You don't go around in a little spin. You don't have a little judgment. None of that. You're just okay. And it's forgotten, completely forgotten. So when it gets completely forgotten, the pattern might just end.
Disappear out of my universe. Okay.
Now, doesn't that same kind of answer the other one, too?
In essence, yes, it does.
Just look at what goes on in your head when the pattern shows up, and you'll know why you keep having it.
If I discover where I have my charges.
Yeah, that's where you put your charge, where you take things personally, where you make judgments, and every time you make a judgment, guess what happens to yourself? It shrinks.
Right.
So then you're not effective in your reality creation.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thank you very much, dear one.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go to our meditation of the evening. Are you all ready to let go of some pain and hurt and shock and trauma?
Take it off.
Yeah. All right. So let yourself get comfortable and close your eyes and adjust so that you're in a position where you can stay without moving. And tell your body, body, I know you're kind of getting restless. You've been sitting too long, and you want to get up and go. And so I promise you, in just a few minutes, just a little while, when we're done with this, we'll go and we'll run around the block if you want to. Okay? So just hold on just a little bit longer, and we'll do just whatever you want to do. So give your body a little carrot to look forward to, something pleasant for it that it really likes. Your bodies are so serving, and they have put up with so much abuse, i.e. sitting for a couple of hours, right? Bodies don't really like that much, right? And we understand. So let your body be okay for right now. For just a little while, as you let yourself relax, closing your eyes, breathing, whatever you need to do to pull that curtain of privacy, that curtain of peace and quiet, to feel that sense of drop into relaxation, dropping the tension, moving down gently into relaxation. And all the noises that go on outside and around you, other people, traffic, what's going on in other rooms, just recognize it's just all background. In a sense, it's a support stage for your healing. All that is energy you're going to be using for you. Now, there have been things in your life, perhaps major events, that have created for you, or that you created at that time, to be significant enough to remain imprinted in your body, in your emotions, and in your personal story. What you chose earlier, your particular pain or hurt, perhaps it was a horrendous rejection or humiliation. Perhaps it was feeling excluded, being an outsider. Perhaps it was a failure that devastated not just you, but perhaps your family or a loved one. Or perhaps it was one of those life changes where it was so big, it was kind of a major gear shift, major directional shift in your lifetime. A wound, perhaps, that never seemed to quite heal. So let us call it that, the wound that didn't quite heal. Whatever that pattern, whatever that conglomerate of feelings, that place where you went into shock, where you felt the impact, the brute impact of the hurt, of the pain, of the trauma, where it went down into you and became part of you. That wound that didn't quite heal. Now, to heal from this, the first thing we would suggest is to sit with it. You, the light being, sitting with your pain. Who diminished you then? Who did you allow to diminish you? Who did you give your power away to devalue you, to judge you, to criticize you? And when you shrunk down into nothing, may have even spit on you, even more disgusted with you, walked over you, trod over you like a rug. Feel the hurt of the wound. Now, perhaps you've had several wounds, a sequence of them. Feel the common denominator. And as you sit in the silence, don't run away. Be present. Just sit with it, feel it. There may be guilt in there. There may be sadness. Whatever is added to it. There may be old angers. But what's underneath there? All the judgments and all the excuses and the MOs, all the different strategies. Just go deeper, deeper to get to the hurt, to the source of pain. And go first to the pain that is most prevalent. If you're in physical pain, actual physical pain, go there first. But otherwise, go to the emotional pain that is in your memory and sit with it. Just feel it. Be with the pain. Don't try to run away. Don't analyze nothing. Don't numb out. Don't feel sorry for yourself. You're not a victim. Just feel the pain. Feel the implications in that hurt that made you less, that diminished who you were. Oh, did it hurt? It changed your life too. You could no longer be as free and you'd thought, or as open. Feel that pain that was big enough to trigger all your strategies, to trigger all your patterns, your major patterns. Feeling the hurt, just feeling it. Go deeper into the hurt, deeper into the pain. And if you're feeling the physical pain, go deeper into the physical pain and feel the emotional pain too. And now tell your body, body, I know you don't enjoy feeling hurt. It is hurtful. It's painful. And I know you're feeling it. You're feeling the emotional pain as well as your physical pain. Body, you're hurting. I'm not running from this hurt, body. I'm not pretending it's not there. I'm not distracting myself or you. I'm feeling this hurt now. You and I together feeling this hurt. We are one feeling this pain. Body, heal. You can heal now. We got it. We know it needs to be healed now. No more avoidance. Let's heal. Let's heal this pain. And now you need some help. Call upon your spirit helper, guardian angel, higher self, soul, or favorite spirit guide, and we will join them and you. If you don't have one to call upon that you do not know, we'll be glad to bring you a whole bunch of friends. So as you sit here in this space, your body now beginning to take care of it, beginning to go into mobilization. Imagine that you're floating in a sky of stars, hundreds, thousands of pinpoints of light. You're safe there floating in stars. All these stars, each one of them, each light is a friend. On the other side, twinkling at you, winking at you, in love. You have so many friends. You are so loved. You are so cherished. You are so treasured. Your spiritual family is so behind you. You're doing great work. If only you could see you from their viewpoint, you'd be very amazed. And some of these stars move from their position and move to a position above you, above your head. And together, putting their light together, they form a giant star, a bright, brilliant star. You can feel the light. You can feel it, even if you're not seeing it. You can feel it, sense it, how bright it is above you. This is the way we show ourselves, we, the great star. And we send our light down to you like a beam of light, aiming to the top of your head. By the time it reaches you, it's about ready to reach you now, you realize it's a column of light that's around you. Let yourself be held. Let us hold you. Let us wrap our light around you. And this light is a beautiful color, or perhaps pearlescent white, soft, Beautiful. It's calming, soothing. We are with you. Sometimes it really helps to give up your pain, your strategies to avoid pain, to give up that sense of trauma that's still in your cells. And the shock that's still keeping parts of you shut down, not able to function fully and completely and vibrantly and alively. Now we call more of your friends in, and you realize that starry sky is still there. And these stars come closer, and they surround you. And they begin to take form, as if you were on this vast plane, and a whole host of light beings that have descended, angels, masters, mentors, teachers, friends, helpers, little guides, cherubs, have come to join you, descending and touching down, wearing garments that from other times and places on this planet and other planets, perhaps not even looking human, perhaps being simply colors and geometric patterns. Those who love you, perhaps hundreds, perhaps thousands, come to surround you now as you float between them and inside the circle, the center of this circle. And we, with our light, wrapped around you. They love you. And some of them don't even have heart chakras. But from their love center, they and all those with heart chakras send a beam of light to you. Just let yourself receive these beams of light. Beams of light, beams of love, beams of healing. Infusing your body with light, starting with your heart, feel your heart fill up. First, your heart fill up with light. And we're going to work to expand your heart chakra. Just relax a little bit. There we go. If you feel a little discomfort or pain around the heart, you're just resisting a little bit. Just be gentle with yourself. Don't worry about it. We're going slow so it doesn't bother you. There you go. There you go. Let go of the last resistance. Yeah, you can be loved. You don't have to be perfect to be loved. You don't have to be good enough. You can be loved because you are. Let yourself be loved. Receive. We love you. And it's not because of what you did or your good intentions. It's because you're beautiful light beings who are brave enough, courageous, and adventurous enough to come into the physical plane and take on a physical body and do something huge that's never been done before. Make a great shift of consciousness. Realize yourself and let the world come along. There we go. Expanding your heart chakras now, really big. There we go. Bigger, bigger, bigger. Fill up with light, filling up with light now. Your heart chakras expand. They expand out 2 feet in every direction. Big heart chakras. Come on, let your heart chakra grow to 3 feet in every direction. 5 feet. Come on, it's really big. You're getting infused with lots of light and love. Okay, now we're going to spin it. We're going to spin your chakras. Actually, you're going to spin your heart chakra. We're going to reset it. We're going to love you and reset your heart so that you can receive love. You can be intimate with yourself. You can be safe and loving with you. You can experience and be with any feeling, no matter how painful, and be present in love and light. All right, now we're going to go into your cells. When we go in your cells, all the cells of your body, starting with your heart, we're going to go in there. We're going to pull out the shock. And so you may feel certain energies move in your body. You may have to twitch a little bit. Okay, give us all your shock. And all the numbing down. And all the freezing you've done. There we go. All the shock, all the numbness, all that heaviness. All right, now we're going to go deeper into every cell. We're going to pull out the trauma, the imprints that are in there, the imprints of the events and what they meant to you, what the wound meant to you, how you interpreted it and integrated it into your story. Give us your trauma. Physical trauma, emotional trauma. Just sense it all leaving yourself and coming over to us where you hear our voice. Just send it to the sound of our voice. And we have set up a vortex spinning around you. Vortexes are good for two things that we normally use them for. One is to let go of stuff you don't like, to really clean it out, to spin it out into light. And the other is to, by intention, to send a program of reality out to your world. You've been sending us, we've been going into your cells, and we've been pulling out shock and trauma. Removing shock and trauma. Shock and trauma. And we're going to put it into the vortex with you. We're collecting a huge pile of your shock and trauma now. Okay, let the rest of it go. To us, give it to us, give it to us, give it to us. We're pulling it out. Come on, give it to us. We got to suck it up. And at the count of three, we're going to spin it out into eternity to be transmuted back into the light. At the count of three, you can join also with a great exhale. You'll let it go. One, two, building it, more, more. We're holding it, we're holding it, we're taking it, we're taking it, lifting it, we're moving it to the vortex, and three. Spinning into the vortex, out through the vortex, spinning into the light. Free. You're moving into freedom, into a space of freedom. Let yourself float. Let yourself be. And here in this space, know that you are safe, surrounded by a twinkling stars filling the sky. Your friends, we are with you, still with you, our light still around you. And now we call and gather your friends. Some of those stars come close, they turn into beings in human form and garb from various times, spaces, dimensions, planets. Your friends, your family, those who've been with you for so long, who love you, who cherish you, who value you and honor you. For you are the one who chose to become physical. They're with you. We are with you, all your friends, gathering, healers, mentors, masters, teachers, and friends. We gather around you in big circle. Perhaps 50, perhaps 100, maybe 200, maybe several thousand. Let yourself be surrounded by your friends. We are with you. We send our love now from our hearts, even though some of us may look like patterns of light, not even in forms that you recognize. From where a heart chakra might be, from our hearts, from our love, a beam of light to you. At the center of this wheel, our lights like spokes, you like the center, the core, the hub. Let us send our light to you. Open. Receive. Allow. Allow us all to love you. We walk with you every day. We are with you. Let us love you. There. Feel it. Allow it. And now let us lift you. Let us all of us who love you, let us lift you. Lift you above the pain, above the wound. Let us lift your vibration. Like you're on a cloud of light. Feel yourself move upward, brighter, lift, so that you can know and honor, respect the divine in you, the oneness that you are, the all that you are. Lift. Lift in love. Lift in light. You're beautiful. You are a treasure beyond compare. Unique being of light. A powerful reality creator who chose to come to physical plane reality. And here learning how to create, how to manifest, and learning who you are. Responding to the call to come home, to the divine, to the oneness, to God, Goddess, all that is. You're on your way. We love you. Let yourself heal. Let yourself lift. You don't have to tell us mentally what you want to heal. We know. Just let it happen. And this healing has begun. And this healing will continue. Let yourself rest in the knowing of the peace of the healing. As you let yourself come back to body consciousness, to your awareness, to open your eyes gently, gently. Stay in the calm. The healing is still going on. It has been initiated. This healing will go on through the night. We might come to visit you in a dream, but we'll come to you when you go to sleep, and we'll touch you. And in the morning when you get up, notice how you feel. And allow yourself to wake up in the morning without your story. Allow yourself to wake up without the wound to compensate for. Allow yourself to wake up in the morning without freezing, fighting, or fleeing. Allow yourself to wake up and be. Be the light that you are. If you can remember who you are, the first thing when you wake up in the morning, you will be able to sustain this healing and integrate it into your new life. We have had so much pleasure working with you and your beautiful lights. So go in your truth on your beautiful path and shine your light. We surround you with our light and, as always, our love. Farewell.